Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It was not without some scientific basis that the prophet Micah, some 7 centuries before Christ, exclaimed, "Who is a God like you, who pardons sins and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance?" Micah believed that God would have compassion and would hurl all of our iniquities into the depths of the sea. Only in recent years have scientists, chiefly oceanographers and hydrologists, come to appreciate the depths of the ocean floors. We do know that almost without exception, where there is no light, there is no life. And the deeper you go beneath the surface of the ocean, the more difficult it is not only for humans to survive, but for anything to survive. Nahum said that God pardons our sins, and because of his compassion, he hurls our sins into the depths of the sea. The Mariana Trench is among the deepest part of the ocean floor, but I would hardly expect to find my sins there. No, it was a picture, a beautiful one, which the prophet gave us to help us understand that when God forgives, the issue is settled, finished, never to be discussed again. No matter how good you are or how evil you are, sooner or later, you face the issue of finding acceptance before the Almighty God. Does forgiveness come because of what we do or because of what Christ did, which God credits to us as the Bible contends? That is the issue. It was also the issue which confronted one of our Guidelines listeners who ended up in prison, thinking that for him, life was finished. Let me quote his letter. "I was arrested on September 13, 1993. At the time, I was looking at the very least 36 years in prison. I contemplated suicide, even went so far as to write my mother a suicide note. Then I found a pocket-sized New Testament Bible and began reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I had never read a Bible before, and although I didn't know what I was reading, I knew it was about Jesus Christ. Then some Christians came into my jail cell, and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and my suicide thoughts vanished. And I told God I was a sinner, and I deserved all the years they wanted to give me. I thank the Lord so much for bringing me out of the miry clay and making me a vessel of honor. Before I made Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior, I never had anyone tell me what Jesus Christ did for me. And that letter was signed, A Brother in Christ. This issue of falling short of God's expectations, of missing the mark, of going astray, or turning your back on God and what you know is right, is what the Bible describes as sin. We are all afflicted with the disease. Isaiah put it, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Too easy, you may be thinking. Isn't there something I must do, we ask? The simplicity is profound. Isaiah says, one, we turned our back on God and chose our own devious ways. But two, God sought us as a shepherd looks for a lost sheep. And three, he forgives our sins. A word of warning. The simple things are never easy. The real issue isn't the heathen over there. The most difficult thing is to acknowledge our own personal sin.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.